Shalom everyone, this is Brian Elliott from justaword.org, and today I'd like to look at 10 characteristics of the true Messiah. Now why is this important? Let us go straight to scripture. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 3 to 4. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Mashiach, or to the Messiah. For if someone comes and proclaims another Yahushua than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different good news, a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. Now Galatians 1 verse 8 to 9 makes it worse. But though we, or an angel from Shemaim or heaven, preach any other good news unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other good news unto you than that which we have received, let him be accursed. So there's a curse for anyone that teaches or preaches Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit was speaking through Shaul or Paul, telling us that there's a curse for anyone who does not follow the original gospel, the original good news that was preached. And there's a warning in Matthew 24, 24. The Mashiach gave a warning. For there shall arise false messiahs, or false Mashiach, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The elect will not be deceived. Okay. So we see the importance. The importance is we were warned that false Mashiachs, false Messiahs would come. This is a warning, and we should not be deceived. And we were also warned that others would come and preach other Messiahs. And we were also warned that if we accept anything different from what was originally preached, we will be accursed. So it is imperative now that we figure out, are we following the true Mashiach? Are we following the true Messiah? And so to figure this out, we look at 10 characteristics of the true Messiah that is shown in the Bible. Not the Messiah of religion, not the Messiah of denomination, but the Messiah that is in the Bible. So let us start. And we start at probably the most unpopular one, or the one that most people will misunderstand. And that is, number one, the real Messiah kept Torah. He kept the law. He did. The apostles also kept the law after him. But Apostle Shaul explained to us how to keep Torah, how to keep the law in the spirit, not to the letter. And this is one of the greatest misunderstandings of New Covenant believers. We do not understand what Shaul is speaking about when he speaks about the law, when he speaks about Torah. We think he believes that we must disobey, we must not obey. Most of us believe that. And so to explain this, I have written a post, how our conscience allows us to obey the law without keeping the law. And there will be a link to that in the description. Messiah had so much respect for the law. He said, not one yod or tittle shall fall from the law till all be fulfilled. All is not yet fulfilled. And if we understand what a yod is, the smallest letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And a tittle is just a little mark that is used to help with pronunciation, that the law will not be touched at all. And so we need to understand what Apostle Shaul was speaking about when he spoke about obeying the law to the letter. Okay? The law is not done away with. That is what Mashiach is saying. He was not doing away with the law. But because we are in a spiritual covenant, we now obey the law in the spirit. So read my article. It should help you to understand. The second characteristic of the Mashiach, which we see missing in many assemblies today, is the Mashiach kept the feasts. He kept the Moedim. And we look to John 5:1. After this, there was a feast of the Yahudim, or the Jews, and Yahushua went up to Jerusalem. So there was a feast, and he went up to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem. What did he go up there for? To keep the feast. John 11:56. Then sought they for Yahushua, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple. What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Did he come to the feast? Yes, he came to the feast. And he came to that feast, riding on a donkey and being heralded as the king of the Jews with people waving palms. He was a feast-keeping Mashiach, and he never told us not to keep the feast. If you want to understand about the feast and why we must keep the feast, there is a video I did on that, and you can also check that out. It should also help you to understand. The third thing, characteristic of the Mashiach, was that he kept the Shabbat. He kept the Sabbath. Luke 4:16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Throughout the Bible, we have, I think there are 50 odd verses, instances of the word Sabbath being used in the New Testament. And a large amount of that was through the experiences of the Messiah, teaching and preaching and healing on the Sabbath day. Number four, the Messiah, the Mashiach, was baptized. Now we have a lot of assemblies nowadays telling people that baptism is not necessary. It's just a show. It's just a show. But it's not the case. Baptism is absolutely necessary. The Mashiach said in John 3 that we must be born of water and the rock of water and the spirit. We must be baptized. In Mark 16:16, he says, he that believeth and is baptized, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So what he's actually saying is that believing, you will be baptized. But if you don't believe, you shall be damned. And we just need to go to Matthew 3:14-15. When Yohanan, or John, was about to baptize him, and when he asked Yohanan to baptize him, and Yohanan said, no, you should be baptizing me. And what was his response? Let's see. Matthew 3:14-15. And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Yahushua answering, said unto him, suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Baptism is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. It is not a show. It is necessary. and the Mashiach baptized. Number five, the Mashiach did not live in comfort. Luke 9:58, and Yahushua said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Now we have a lot of modern assemblies teaching this prosperity gospel, teaching people that without wealth, they have not found favor with the Most High. None of the apostles lived wealthy. They all left their jobs and gave up everything to follow Mashiach. Mashiach did not live wealthy. The Bible did not tell us to live wealthy. It says, with food and raiment, be therefore content. Just to have food and clothing, we should be content. And it says, they that will be rich fall in a lot of snares and lusts. So the Messiah did not live in comfort, and it does not mean that we have to live in comfort. It does not mean we have to live uncomfortable because our Father will provide, but it does not mean that we as believers go down chasing comforts. And the sixth one, the Mashiach preached about the dangers of hell. Now hell, or the lake of fire, is a forbidden word nowadays. No one wants to speak about it nowadays. It's hardly ever preached. Very few preachers preach about it. But the Mashiach did. And therefore, we must preach about the lake of fire and the dangers thereof, and the dangers of sin, and that the wages of sin is death, and the sinful will be thrown in the lake of fire at the judgment. We must preach it because the Mashiach preached it. Number seven, the Mashiach did not sin. Now, what does that mean for us? We have a lot of people, the popular teaching, preaching nowadays is that everyone is a sinner. So, it doesn't make any sense to try to live holy. Because we all sin, we have all sinned and fall short. Yes, you're right. We have all sinned and fallen short. But that is how the enemy mixes truth and deception. We have all sinned and fallen short, which shows that we need Mashiach. And it is through him that we are made righteous. Now, being made righteous doesn't mean that we are automatically righteous every step of the way, because our sinful nature will be there trying to bring us back into sin, which is why the flesh and the spirit are always at war. But what we do, we abide in Mashiach, we follow Mashiach, we dwell in Mashiach, and in that way, we will overcome the power of sin over our life. Which is why Mashiach said in Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And he was reiterating what Yahweh said in Torah, be ye holy, even as I am holy. So the call for us is not to accept ourselves as sinners. Because if we accept ourselves as sinners and go back into sin, then we are again made sinners. We are to live and follow the Mashiach and strive to live a perfect life. If we fall short, and we are going to fall short at times, then we repent and the blood of Mashiach will restore us. That is how it goes. But we do not accept that we are sinners, and so we go about living casually, just living in sin and willfully sinning. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, 26, that if we sin willfully, after we have heard the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Only a fiery judgment for those who do it. And Hebrews 12, 14 tells us to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Most High, the Sovereign, without holiness. So we cannot accept that we are sinners and continue living in sin. Now number 8 is a very important one as well. Number 8, the Mashiach did not revile. Now, what is revile? This is a word that woefully, being on YouTube and Facebook, a whole lot of us are ignorant to this word. And this word is a powerful, powerful word. It is a sin that most people do every day. The Mashiach did not revile. And it is a sin to revile, as we shall see from these verses. 1 Peter 2:23, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So we see here, the Mashiach committed himself to the Father and says, judgment belongs to the Father. And he did not respond, he did not revile against those. They spat on him, they did all that. And what did he say? Forgive them, they know not what they do. He did not go back and revile them. Of course, in his ministry, he used harsh words. He said, ye hypocrites, and all of those things. But that was in teaching. When sometimes in your teaching, you have to use strong words. Love does not only come with kind words, nice words that people like. Sometimes you have to use strong words. And sometimes he did. But when it came to reviling, he said not a word. 1 Corinthians 4:11-12. To show that this also belongs to us. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. So, when we are reviled, when people revile us, we bless them. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10, Shaul told us explicitly that no revilers shall enter the kingdom. No one who curse back people who say something bad to them are going to enter the kingdom. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor revilers, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Elohim. Okay, let me move on to number 9. Number 9. The Mashiach presented himself a living sacrifice. Luke 22:42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Most of us today as believers, we do not believe in delivering up ourselves as living sacrifices, as giving up ourselves to the Most High. The Mashiach said in Matthew 16:24, one of my favorite verses, then said Yahushua unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, let him deliver up himself as a sacrifice, and take up his stake and follow me. It is a requisite, it is a prerequisite for following the Mashiach. We must deny ourselves. And the Mashiach did. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, kodesh, or holy, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Our bodies must be living sacrifices. Our lives must be living sacrifices. We must give up what we have, everything we have, the old man, what we were before. We have to give that up and present ourselves as living sacrifices. And that is how we can be led by Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And number 10. Number 10, he preached obedience to both him and the Father. Now, why I left this for last is that it is, should I say, ironic. He obeyed Torah was number one, and number 10, he preached obedience to Torah and to him. So it is all about faith and obedience. Believe in him with obedience, as I will always say. John 8:51. Truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You hear that? If we are obedient to him, we shall have eternal life. We shall never see death. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you don't keep his commandments, that means you don't love him. And the commandments are the law, Torah, are part of Torah, the law. If you love him, you keep his commandments. And his commands are separate, but together with the commands of the Father, which I will deal with another time. John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. So we see the marrying of his commandments and the Father's commandments. Separate, yet one and the same. So you cannot keep his commandments and you don't keep the Father's commandments. You cannot keep the Father's commandments and you don't keep the Son's commandments. They are together. Which is why in Revelation, I think it's 14:12, it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and faith in Yahushua. So the saints, and if you look at the meaning of saints, it means holy ones, it means chosen ones, set apart ones. These are they that keep both the commandments of the Son and the Father. And this is what the Son did, and this, as following him, we need to do. John 14:23. Yahushua answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He's speaking of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And he's given the conditions. If you love him, keep his words. And the Father will love you because you love the Son and because you obey the Son. And both the Father and the Son will come and dwell in you through Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So this is very important. If we keep the Messiah's saying, if we keep his words, we will also keep the words of his disciples or his apostles. And this is very important. It is important that we don't go off. Don't be misled by false Mashiach. Don't be misled by false prophets who tell us things that we want to hear or like to hear or tell us things that are comfortable. Because following the true Mashiach, if you can listen to what I just said, the 10 things, following the true Mashiach is not easy. It is not easy. And so men have found a shortcut coming up with false Mashiach. So it is important that we follow the true Mashiach. Because as Galatians 1:8 tells us, if we follow another, then we are accursed. So it is important. Think about this. Measure up. Think about all these 10 traits, 10 characteristics of the real Messiah of the Bible, and figure out, is the Messiah that I follow? Is the Jesus that I follow? Whatever we call his name. Is the Messiah that I follow the same Messiah that is in the Bible? If not, you need to check yourself, because you, whomever is following the false Messiah, is under a curse. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other good news unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any good news, other good news unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Follow the real Mashiach of the Bible and stop following the traditions of men. That is my advice to you. And these 10 characteristics of the Mashiach, this is the Mashiach that I follow, and this is the Mashiach that I preach. Thank you.